Nama Om Vishvaraya Krishna Prasthan Bhutalaya Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachane Nera Vishesha Shunyavati Vasvitya Keshatane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gauravati Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikalpatrubhyas chakripa sindhu vyevacha paditana bhavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. You sound a little tired. I think we need to do a little Vaishnav exercise, please. Hands in the air, everyone. Take a deep breath. And everyone say after me very loud, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Louder. Yes, so I'm very happy to see quite a number of you here for this first annual Namahata Convention Mauritius. Not just the first, but the first annual. This will be a yearly event, we hope, we expect, and I would like to see this event develop so that not only some of the senior devotees, as we've seen and heard, come and make presentations, although that must also be there, that's very important, essential, and very wonderful. But I would like to see it develop instead of just being couple of hours one evening, but I'd like to see it as a whole day event with the different Namahattas, particularly the most successful Namahattas, coming and making presentations about what they're doing, how they're getting things to work, how they're achieving success, and sharing this. So I would like to see this program develop like that. It's a very wonderful program, actually, today. And in general, the Namahata program, Bhakti Vriksha program, these types of congregational preaching programs are extremely inspiring and just really essential parts of the Krishna consciousness movement. So, Namahata, the spreading of Krishna consciousness to every town and every village. Lord Chaitanya talked about this. Priti vityachyata nagaranigram sarvatra prachara hoibe moranam. This program is authorized. Not only is it authorized, but it is Lord Chaitanya's personal program, particularly via his main assistant and most intimate friend, associate, Lord Nityananda. So, Lord Chaitanya had the Namahata program spread all over Bengal and northern Orissa. Every town and village, I think it was Srini Ketan Prabhu said a little earlier that we have been to every town and village in Mauritius, chanting the holy names and doing something to spread Krishna consciousness. So that's nice. That's wonderful. But it is not enough just that we went there and we said, hello, here we are. We did a little Harinam up and down the main street a few times. And now, okay, we've done this village. The mission has been fulfilled in this village. No, actually we want to see all the villages and towns and every house, that everything is transformed by Krishna consciousness. And actually here in Mauritius, it is possible. It's possible anywhere. But as far as I can see, because I get around, I really get around, if you are listening to the mention of the names of the different areas which are in my GBC zone, then if you know where they are, then we really get around. And here, the potential for establishing Krishna consciousness substantially, really putting the roots down deep in every town and every village, the potential here is, well, it is perhaps the best in the world. You know, in India, you could say India may be better. It is the home of Dharma and the land of Krishna. But in India, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of Mayavad and different people coming forward claiming to be incarnations and teaching all sorts of things, and people get mixed up. So India, you could say it's the land of Krishna, but in another sense it's the land of mixed up people, because it's amazing. It's really amazing. But here, people are not so mixed up. It is much easier to present Krishna consciousness to a person here, and then you see that it clicks. It clicks in their minds, in their hearts. Oh yes, okay. And they can accept it. So, in that sense, the potential for spreading Krishna consciousness here is truly at least amongst the best of anywhere in the world, if not actually the best, and frankly I would say it really probably is the best. And this is Lord Chaitanya's movement, as we mentioned, Priti Pitya Chiyata Nagaranagram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibeng Moranam. Lord Chaitanya spoke that verse. It appears in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he's telling his close associates that in every town and every village, on the face of this planet, Priti Vite, on the face of planet Earth, my holy names will be chanted. What happened was that Lord Chaitanya was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And on the way, as he was moving north, following the coast from Puri, heading towards Bengal, the first part of the trip to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya had to pass through the kingdom or an area controlled by a Muslim despot, some fanatical Muslim ruler was in charge there. And he hated anything other than Israel. So there he was. And Lord Chaitanya had to pass through that area. Now, this fanatical Muslim ruler, he happened to have a minister of, like, Hindu affairs. Who was a Hindu gentleman? Because the majority population were Hindu of one sort or another. So he had this minister. And the minister was a devotee. And he knew that Lord Chaitanya is coming, now he's in this area. And he knew that this ruler, he knew very well, this ruler is a fanatic. He hates the devotees. So he was in anxiety. Maybe this ruler will harass Lord Chaitanya. So the word got to that ruler that Lord Chaitanya was passing through the area. And he called for his minister of Hindu affairs, the devotee, and said, "Who is this Chaitanya?" And that minister, understanding the danger, he didn't want to say, "Yes, he's like this, he's like that," and which of course he wanted to do, glorify Lord Chaitanya. He tried to act as if he'd never heard of Lord Chaitanya. So the ruler said, "Who's this Chaitanya?" And the minister said, "Who? Chai who? Chait? Chaiti? I don't know." And the ruler said, No, you must have heard of him. He's famous. He's really famous. Chaitanya." And the minister said, No, sorry, never heard of him. Now, don't worry about him. Let's talk about something else." But the ruler said, "No, I've heard he's a great personality. I've heard he's a great religious leader." And the minister said, No, you heard wrong. Just some rumor, don't worry about it." But the ruler said, No, I know I've heard, many people have told me, that wherever he goes, thousands of people gather. And they all chant the names of God, and it's just an incredible, amazing situation. And the minister understood he could no longer deny it. So he said, Oh, you mean that Chaitanya? Is that who you mean? Well, I heard something about him. Anyway, look, he's just a religious fanatic. Some wild man, he just jumps up and down and does things like that. So just don't worry about him, don't take him seriously. We got more important things to deal with. But then that ruler said, "No, I want to meet him." And the minister thought, "Oh no, what's he going to do? He is going to attack Lord Chaitanya or chase him or do something abusive." He was really feeling terrible. But that ruler insisted, absolutely insisted. So off they went. And the whole way, the ruler was asking him, tell me about Chaitanya. I heard this, I heard that. And so the minister is warming up a little and he's explaining some things about Lord Chaitanya. And he saw the ruler. He was becoming overwhelmed. He was appreciating Lord Chaitanya so much. There was like a major transformation going on within the heart of that otherwise fanatical Muslim ruler. So anyway, finally they reach the place. They're riding on horses, they reach the place. Lord Chaitanya came out of the house. That ruler saw Lord Chaitanya. He fell off his horse to the ground. Crash. And he's just calling out, Chaitanya! 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 And collapsed on the ground and tried to stand up. Chaitanya! Collapsed on the ground again. Couldn't stand up again. He crawled along the ground and just fell on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and became a devotee. So, a little later, spent a little time with Lord Chaitanya, then went back home. And afterwards, the devotees were discussing amongst themselves with Lord Chaitanya. They're all grouped around Lord Chaitanya. They're discussing, wasn't that amazing? That was unbelievable. I never saw anything like this before. So they're going on like this, going on, just superlatives. It was the most wonderful, most amazing. Lord Chaitanya interrupted them and said, all right, that was quite nice. But then Lord Chaitanya said, that is not really so wonderful. You want to see something wonderful? Then wait and see. Prithivityachiyata nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoibe moranam. Just wait and see. In the future, in every town and village on this planet, my holy names will be chanted. And when that happens, that will be amazing. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So, this is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. This is the Namahata movement. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. So here in Mauritius, we mentioned that it's an amazing situation. The potential is truly unlimited. We have a number of Namahatas and centers, some new temples are coming up. Grand Bois, I was there last time, such a nice temple. And this other Jagannath temple coming in, Morselmore, Saint Andre and Petit Raffray, I think, in due course, etc., etc. So that's nice, that's good. You know, here you are fairly successful. There is a danger with success. You know what the danger with success is? That you start thinking you are successful. That is the danger with success. You start thinking, patting yourselves on the back, good on me, didn't I just do good? Because you did do good. You did do good. That's nice, that's fine. But complacency, apathy, laziness, the conditioned soul is very much inclined towards these things, and they really come up strongly when there's success, because you think you've done it. And when you've done it, then you've done it and it's done. So here, all of us together, we have to work together to keep encouraging each other, to to go on and do more, take things further. We need, in one sense, to present challenges to each other. Who can do more programs? Who can open more namahattas? Who can bring in more new devotees?